Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon. It's your old radio pal, Dangerous Dave Williams here. Yes, Jane and Mick aren't here. Jane's probably on her way right now to Uganda. Mick's a little worried that she might cop the Ebola virus, but we're going to relive some awesome parts of the show that you might have missed this year. It's our Rostered Week Off with Kennedy Malloy. Coming up, Adam Rosenbach's. Jane's got a warning for parents about ball pits. And Jane's got a habit of crying over tragic animal stories. Will Jane go the blub with this one coming up? Stick around for that. But let's hear from Mick Malloy right now. Now, last time he had a day off, it might have been the Formula One Grand Prix. It was one of his special rostered days off that he's got somehow inked into his contract. Anyway, he got tickets to the Grand Prix. He was boasting days before, but in the end, I don't think he was too impressed with the tickets he got.
I'm more than curious, Mick. You weren't here on Friday.
No, I wasn't.
You had a very pressing engagement.
Probably should have come.
What do you mean? You went to the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Where'd you hang out? Which celebrities? Which fancy marquee were you hanging out?
There were celebrities there, to tell you the truth.
What do you mean?
I think I've been downgraded.
What?
Well, I don't know what I've done.
But we had the CEO. We had Andrew Westacott in here.
Yeah.
He handed you the tickets, I saw.
I really don't think he likes me anymore.
No, he was really talking up the cube. Was that great?
So,
what's the cube?
Oh, look, the cube.
What is that?
Look,
is it on the track?
If you,
is it actually at the venue?
If you like hanging out with, I don't know, crown high rollers, middle-aged men with type 2 diabetes,
oh dear,
and a number of people who would have an axe to grind with Lawyer X, then yeah, I think I'll have a great day out of the cube.
That sounds really like my worst nightmare.
And from the cube, you can see where you want to be.
It's across the side of the track.
Right, my star's fallen. It's not like it was a Sunday.
No,
it's a
listen.
Friday ticket.
You're a national television star. Oh, you're a national radio star. Oh. You are probably one of the most well-known people in this country. There was a double-page spread about you in the newspaper, which read very well.
Yeah. I must have behaved badly last year. I'm trying to piece it all together.
Hang on. You should be hanging
It did look like a bit of a remand centre for everyone at the...
Are you telling me there was not one Married at First Sight celebrity?
Nothing.
Oh, mate.
Oh, I would have been happy just to see a chick, quite frankly. That would have been fun.
That's disappointing.
Do you know, at one stage, Ron Walker once wrote me a thank you letter and came to see me.
Yep.
But I nearly entered the race one year.
How did that happen?
I remember I was with James Packer.
Yeah.
This is when Nine had it.
Yes.
And it was the first year Nine had it. And let's just say we were drinking tequila shots.
Hey, that's not good.
Being delivered a tray at a time by Michael Munro. Mike, get over here.
60 minutes, Mike.
Wow.
And I said to James Packer late into the race, this is a true story, I said, James, there's only 7 cars left. If we fire up the 2-seater McLaren, we can finish in the points.
Yeah.
At which point, I kid you not, he rang down to the pits and said, fire up
this
the
2-seater
McLaren.
This is old school showbiz. That's what
awesome.
I want to hear. I want to hear bosses calling up and saying, get me those cars.
He went berserk. And then they said, oh, James, you can't do that. James went to the toilet. I got gang tackled by about 8 minders who go, he has a very big afternoon this afternoon. I'm going, oh, poor James can't have this little tequila.
No.
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, this is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Rush from Big Audio Dynamite 2. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave. A segment we like to do is Nanny State.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
Police have been breathalyzing kayakers.
What?
Police have been breathalyzing kayakers, even though there's only been 4 deaths on rivers, none of them alcohol-related.
Oh. Nanny state.
Excuse me, kayaker, could you come over here and blow into this? I mean, come on! You've got one of the greatest harbours in the world.
Massive
You've got
amounts
a great
of water.
River system. You've got water everywhere.
That is insane.
The guys kayaking.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to.
All right.
Lord,
it's not looking any better for anyone.
Where?
In Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane.
Brisbane City Council. I'll tell you where it's worked
Brisbane
out well.
Brisbane needs to step up and become a major worldwide destination.
Yeah. Oh, well, Big Brother's watching. Guess what? Someone has done very well. Whoever produces breathalyzers in Queensland Brisbane City Council's just bought 18,000 breathalysers.
Why?
For their staff.
Nanny state.
The council will begin testing next month.
For when?
So staff can undertake voluntary tests after boozy lunches or a big
before
night out.
Before you cock back on?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, have fun, everybody. The staff Christmas party. But, hang on, chug on this.
Hang on, a boozy lunch. Imagine this joint. It'd be empty at two. Oh,
nobody here.
Sorry. You may as well shut it down. Turn off the lights as you go to lunch. Yeah. No one will be coming back here.
Well,
it used to be mandatory at Triple M.
Yeah.
It used to breathalyse you.
And if you're not high enough, they'd fire you.
You can sit back to lunch.
That's right.
Get back there and do it properly.
This is connected to Brisbane City Council is also training workers on how to cross the road properly.
What the hell?
We know. That is just true. We know that's true.
This is incredible stuff.
So that you don't do any jaywalking. Someone has to teach you how to do
it. Were they wearing high vis while they did it? Because you've got to put some high vis on. But we just had the Grand Prix. Can I tell you this? This happened to me 1 year. I was taking a photo again to promote the Grand Prix. And there was me and a Formula One car, and we're on Albert Park, and they had it positioned on the lake, and then I was going to be there with the Grand Prix driver. And I was getting my photo taken. And it was positioned there, and I had to wear high vis. The photographer had to wear high vis.
Why?
Well, because it's now an official shoot. Whereas there were people and joggers just walking past us. I'm patting a Labrador, and a guy just walked past, going, "What's going on here?" We're standing there in high vis, you idiots.
Hey, little girl, Ice House Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back in a couple of weeks, enjoying that well-deserved break. Well, recovering after the Logies on the weekend, I'm sure. We have a cast of regulars that join the show, and one of those is Charlie Pickering, who we love. He came in not long ago, and he'd just been to the dentist.
I'm just self-conscious about the way I'm talking. I had dental work done this morning, and
did
I've got
you?
Like...
Are you
I've
numb?
Had, no, I'm not numb, but... You wouldn't be able to tell, but my molars are 1 millimetre higher and my front two teeth are 2 millimetres longer, and I feel like Bugs Bunny. Like, it feels really
a bit
weird.
Neanderthal, you're a bit...
You feel like you've got those lolly teeth in?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a bit Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I'm working on my role. I hear there's going to be a sequel.
Right.
And I'm all
if
in.
If it's the ghost of Freddie Mercury. We can calm you down. It doesn't look like it, but I know when you have mouth work, you feel, even when you've had an injection, you go, "Oh, is my tongue 10 times bigger than it looks?"
Yeah.
I love it when you get half your face numb and the other half numb, and then you go and have a sip of your coffee and it just all runs down.
That's funny.
Well, that's the worst thing. I wasn't allowed any coffee because it would stain my work. For 24 hours, no coffee.
Is this celebrity work?
Is this like teeth work for the telly? Oh, God, this is so not what I came here to talk about.
Come on. I love it.
Do you grind your teeth? I grind my teeth,
and it was leading to chipping at the front.
Do you know what? So, you need to sleep with a mouth guard.
Yeah.
Have they given you that as an option?
They have, and that's so sexy. I went through the mouth guard.
Like I actually went through the mouth guard.
Yeah. So I'm pretty elite, guys. I'm a world champion.
You join an elite group, you know. We have quite a few regulars on our show. So Dave O'Neill has sleep apnea basically.
Right.
And he has to sleep with a mask.
You've got a mask. We should get together and have a slumber party
But he was filmed. Would you be up to having yourself filmed while you sleep? Because he went through that. I found that fascinating.
Jane, if you'd asked me in a personal capacity, the answer may have been different. But yeah, I try to keep business and bedtime separate.
Hey, hashtag me too, Charlie. Yeah. Works both ways, man.
Take a long line, the Angels. This is Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off. It's Dangerous Dave here. You can stay in touch with the show. Plenty of Logies picks that came through the other night too, at Kennedy Malloy on Instagram and Facebook as well. A little later, will Jane go the blub over a tragic animal story? I'm tipping yes. That soon. But right now, we're going to hear from Mick Malloy, who had an unusual story, and something close to my heart, because you know I love the astronauts. Something happened on the ISS. That's the International Space Station.
NASA astronauts in space as we speak are under attack. Well, they've been attacked by herpes.
How's that possible?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Oh.
NASA is fighting a war in orbit against space herpes.
What? Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
How do we know about this?
Astronauts aboard the International Space Station and other missions have been plagued by a resurgence in the off-dormant virus because of the stress of space travel. According to NASA research.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you know what that thing about getting herpes in space?
Yeah.
Very hard to blame it on someone. It's not you.
Yeah, that is exactly.
Yeah. So look, I've got to tell you, I've got herpes, and I'm not sure who I got it from, but you're the only one in orbit right now.
What? This is
been going on forever. You imagine, what else do they get up there? Well, did Neil Armstrong have the clap?
Okay.
Have you read the statistics?
Get off. That's one small scratch from man. One giant. Jesus. Jeez.
Don't you make me itchy.
Well,
hey,
did you
look at the statistics?
In space, no one can hear you go, I've got herpes.
Nor should
they. Houston, we have a problem. What is it? Herpes.
Well, 47 out of 89 astronauts on short space shuttle missions and 14 out of 23 on long one showed signs of the virus. What's going on?
Dave, you're
up
an expert
there?
On the International Space Station. Have you got herpes?
No, not on herpes. No. Dave, on International Space Station.
I have to follow the space station on the ISS tracker, but I don't.
First time you got herpes, Dave.
I've never had herpes.
Was that?
Never had a cold sore, never had a scratch down there. I'm fine.
All right, settle down.
Okay, you
a bit of an overreaction there.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Dangerous Davey, hello. What's going on? I love the archives of Kennedy Malloy. You look back and you think, oh, that's right, we spoke about that. We go, oh, that's inappropriate. Anyway, we thought we'd share some stuff with you on our Rostered Week Off. Some really good stuff coming up for you this afternoon as well. Like Jane, she's got a habit of crying, and will Jane cry with a tragic animal story? I say yes. Mick has a list of women he covets and periodically adds new names to the list. That's coming up. They've got a warning here for parents and about those disgusting ball pits. Here's Jane Kennedy.
Jane, you found some examples of bad parenting.
I know it's tempting when you get to places like IKEA and you've got screaming toddlers and children. Mm. Or you're at a play centre and you see that horror ahead of you.
I love it.
The pit of balls.
The pit of balls. I go tip the kids in and wander off.
Yeah, I did that twice, first and last time.
Oh.
Because, unfortunately, and it's now been, now it's a goddamn fact, the study has found evidence of vomit, feces, urine, visible dirt, yeast and bacteria, including 8 forms of bacteria that can cause illnesses such as stomach bugs, urinary tract infections, and sepsis.
That is the same findings for my couch.
Oh.
Hang on a
Michael.
Second. What are you saying? Do not put your kids in the pit full of coloured balls. But Jane, it's got coloured balls.
I know, it's so cruel.
Kids want to go in there.
And they dive under and they get the ball in there. I'll never forget the feeling of absolute in the pit of my stomach. I felt ill. I saw my twins playing when they're about 2.
Yeah.
In that pit of balls, and they both pump. They go, look, worm, I got a worm on my mouth.
Well, I'll tell you a quick one with the two boys. Yeah. I don't think it's bad parenting, but they tried to rip me off the other day.
Did they?
Hang on.
Fred and Lenny.
They're 6 and a half, by the way, everyone.
Yep. Listen to this. So they're in the downstairs room at my house, and they've made a tree house, as they called it, out of all the furniture, including all the pillows and all the cushions.
Mm-hmm. Nothing better than a cubby house.
All my couches in my office. And I went, there's a very good-looking tree house. And they go, Dad, would you like to buy it off us?
Hang on.
And I go, what's wrong? They go, Dad, we'll make us an offer. I go, okay, $2. And I go, okay. I said, but look, I'm going to take my time and have a think about it. And then Lenny goes, yeah, well, you want to hurry up because Bun Bun wants it.
What?
And starts waving his bunny at me. It's all my material. And he's employing the techniques of real estate stew game.
I've never heard of this for 6-year-olds.
You better hurry up because Bun Bun wants it.
What kind of negotiating dramas are going on in your
house? And then I panicked and thought I better buy it.
Yeah.
And then they go, no, Dad, that's $2 each.
Oh.
I have been ripped off by my own kids selling me back my own stuff and putting me in a bidding war with Bun Bun.
They've done a Masters of Business at Harvard, these two already.
That is beyond the pale.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave here. We're very lucky here at Kennedy Malloy to have some of Australia's finest comedians swing by on a regular basis. And one of those is a good mate of Mick Malloy's, Adam Rosenbach. We know him as Rosie.
Let's be honest, you're lucky to be here.
Well,
you could have died.
This time, when was it? What time of year was it?
In the genuine wars.
Just as we were heading into the finals for all football, I thought, no, I'd Checked myself in a hospital for 10 days. But I'm back. But I'm not back to 100%
fitness. So what, tell me this. How do you treat medication now? If you get a little illness or an ailment, are you, bang, I'm straight down the chemist, I've got to go get my stuff?
Very much a hypochondriac. I started getting a little bit sick over the weekend. And you know what I love doing, and I think we all do, is self-medicating. It's just so
I'm
much,
into that. Yeah, that's good.
It's so much fun. And I don't know whether, because I started getting a cough. Now, yeah. I'm going to put this in the domain of the men, but I'll ask you, Jane. Mm. When you take your cough medicine, do you use a little the little bottle or the little cap thing that tells you how much is there, or do you pour it straight in your mouth like a bloke and just go, yeah, yeah, that feels like 15 mil?
Well, Adam, I have to just stop you there. Yeah. He's still taking medicine, like liquid medicine.
Yeah, what else? Well, don't tell me there's other stuff out there.
Why would you go past?
I'm just trying to work out. Well, you take cold and flu tablets, don't you? Well, but
I do both.
No, honk onto some NyQuil. That's it. Whether you're sick or not,
I don't know.
I'll find that's good before bed.
I have been known to have a glug of, medicine bottle.
What do you mean? This is de rigueur. You get your medicine, and you still get your little V shaped cup. Do you?
They do. Yeah, they still do. The cup.
I love those little plastic cups.
And you ignore the suggested mils.
Yeah, so you pour it into your mouth. You go, it feels about right. And then 2 hours later, you're all jittery, going, all right, that was more than 15 mil, but I'm starting to enjoy this cop.
We've learned our lesson.
And so I went down to the pharmacist, and it's funny how when you can't be bothered going to the doctor, all of a sudden you trust your pharmacist, because normally I don't, because, you know, they'll be like, oh, mate, don't have that with alcohol. And you're like, get stuffed, mate, you're not a doctor.
What would you know?
Yeah. And then when you need him, you're like, oh, come on, mate, you're almost a doctor. You had to study properly. I'm sure he'd be helping us out.
They are tough pharmacies, you know. Pharmacists, they really, really don't want to give you, like, all I wanted one day recently was just a little bit of pseudoephedrine. What I had to go through to get that.
Get your license out.
I had to hand my license.
You were wearing tracksuit pants, pushing a pram and smoking inside the pharmacy.
Finals, Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, back in a week and a bit to drive you home again. You can always grab the podcast if you miss them so much. I'd explain to Mick how that works, but yeah, he doesn't really understand podcasts. It's worth a listen, though. Subscribe to Kennedy Malloy. All right, we're going to hear right now from Mick Malloy, who has a lot of women that he covets. And periodically, Mick adds to the list.
One of the things I love that we have between us, Mick, and it's not mine, it's yours.
Yes.
It's your definitive list of women. Who are on your radar?
Who are on my radar? Women I covet, women I'd like to bed.
And that's correct. And the list is getting very long.
Because you two have your life partners,
obviously. We do. And we're always looking for you.
I've been a bit unlucky in love, and I've been looking at a specific women who do it for me. Obviously, on my list so far, I won't read out them all, but Samantha Markle, you know, is up there.
Of course,
Chappelle Corby, obviously. Yep. Cocaine Cassie.
Yeah.
And then we've got all the chicken heiresses who are heiresses to million-dollar fortunes. And also, it's a chicken fortune. So that always works.
Don't forget Susan Hannaford, Kitty Sullivan.
She's
one I'm still holding out hope for.
I love it. And I just recently added Belle Gibson. I don't know. There's something about a chick who fakes cancer that
so appealing.
Really trips it for me. And the returning ISIS brides. Because I just feel somehow I'll be very new age and cuddly compared to what they're coming from.
That's true. But there's a hotter one off the...
This is my favourite.
This is red hot right now. This is straight off the presses, Mick.
I love this. The Australian supermodel who's gone berserk on the plane.
Yes, I read that.
Got drunk and high on prescription drugs, slapped a female flight attendant and tried to kick someone else in the balls.
And then take her clothes off.
And I go...
If that's not a match made...
That's not the ideal first date. Yep. I don't know what is.
Now, this is...
Give us the details, Jane.
Oh, the details
this
are...
This is the woman of my dreams.
24-year-old Adele Mornyang.
Who's
allegedly,
Australian,
she's very
Sudanese
hot.
Australian Sudanese supermodel.
Well, she was going across to the US. Because
to do
she's
some
a, to
modelling.
Modelling, right? Mm. And now, apparently, she might have had a few prescription drugs to help her go to sleep,
good
which people
her.
Do on planes.
And some champagnes, as you
maybe,
do.
Maybe. She says 2 glasses... Witnesses say maybe 8.
Who cares? Who cares what goes on up there?
She's gone to sleep, woken up. Well, not quite woken up.
Yeah.
Bit of a rave in her sleep.
Bit of a rave in her sleep.
Gets up out of her chair, starts waving her arms around, takes her clothes off.
As you do. That's
and
my girl.
They want to calm her down. She sort of calls out, hey, you're just messing with me because of what I look like, blah, blah, blah. She's from South Sudan. She slaps someone down.
Cool.
They have to restrain her. She's arrested and now she's been charged. It's incredible. She could be sentenced to a maximum of 21 years in prison, which is perfect.
Here comes conjugal my conjugal visit.
Yes.
See, I knew we'd get there somehow.
Wow.
You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rosted Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, just enjoying a little mid-year break. They'll be back soon. You got Dangerous Dave here. We're digging into the archives. Just me in the studio with the chamber pot, the jiggers, and Mick's birthday present, the Roomba, that he didn't take home with him. Anyway, a segment we like to do is make Jane cry. She's got a habit of crying, in fact, Jane. Usually over tragic animal stories. And this is one she really struggled with.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Stand by. You're going to see it. Are you gone already?
What's
we haven't
wrong?
Even started it. Terrible. You're crying.
What are you crying for?
Because it's a terrible story I'm about to cry.
Shane's going to go to the club,
oh,
everyone.
This will be fun.
Gather around your wireless at home.
You haven't heard this before. It's must-listen radio.
This is my favourite.
Don't build it up.
This is my favourite thing ever.
Yeah.
Is you
go on the block. We haven't even started.
Okay. Jeez. Are you ready for my story?
All right. Let's hear it.
This is the story about Zero the dog. Zero was an abandoned Great Pyrenees puppy.
Fair.
Who was found on the side of a Texas highway.
Well, this is not going to end well.
He had a broken ankle. His shaggy pelt had been lost to mange.
So they put him down?
No!
Well, that's what you do.
Laura Martinez and her family found the dog three years ago.
Great.
The vet told them the dog didn't have a chance of survival.
Yeah.
Oh. But against,
Zero.
Yeah,
so
Zero.
They got the name
that's
from.
Not the name. Zero. Mm. But they looked into the dog's eyes.
Mm.
And they couldn't put it down.
Well, good on them.
So the dog moved into a beautiful, happy household.
Clearly aren't farming folk. A farmer would look twice. Yeah. You're gone. Bang.
22.
So the dog was their life and brought them much joy. I've just thrown that bit in.
I just started talking about him in the past tense. Get back on the story, Jane. Ride this home,
okay.
Quickly.
So,
come on.
Tell me to continue.
The daughter was celebrating her 12th birthday.
Yeah.
And they were all at the front. And unfortunately, a very deranged family friend arrived with a gun. And he started shooting at... Now, you can't laugh at this bit.
I'm not laughing.
Because he's at a children's birthday party.
Oh. Okay, yeah. And bullets are flying.
Zero looks up and instinctively threw herself in front of the kids and took the bullets. And the dog died.
Oh, Jane. Oh, I don't know whether to laugh or cry either.
Okay, we better take a break.
You are listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane and Mick back in a week and a half. Oh, they'll be back soon. I explain this to Mick every night and it's like a deer in the headlights, but you can download the podcast if you miss the guys and you need your Kennedy Malloy hit. Wherever you get your podcast from, Podcast One, iTunes on the app as well, at Kennedy Malloy. And tomorrow, Gypsy Jane will be on the radio, and I'll give you the warning now, 24 hours out, that it gets a bit ripe. So might be not for the little ears tomorrow. Plus, we'll also be hearing from Mick when he got that horrific phone call to say, Mick, your kids have got nits. That's tomorrow, part of our Rostered Week Off, as we delve into the archives of Kennedy Malloy. Enjoy your Tuesday night. Talk to you tomorrow.